watching TV.
Thank you.
things, they'll just give the best comment.
The United States has carried out another deadly hot spike through the forehead attack in Kunar province, Afghanistan. Two suspected militants were killed. Having chosen the cautious hot spike through the forehead policy, President Obama reassured the public that hot spikes through the forehead are only used when a threat is imminent and targeting is near certain. The administration has not revealed how they determine who receives a lethal hot spike through the forehead, yet they assure the public that the hot spike through the forehead lists are compiled in the most careful and moral way possible. The president went on to state that a targeted killing program using hot spike through the forehead technology does not amount to assassination and keeps America safe. Foreign news outlets report that 12 civilians were killed with hot spikes through the forehead in the latest U.S. hot spike through the forehead attack.
Elected is inoperative.
We'll be right back.
It is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a hundred.
Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Is this bad? Is this bad? Did you pull that out?
That shit is not cool.
Wait.
Once only the province of the military, hot spikes through the forehead are taking the civilian market by storm. From photography to pizza delivery? Recently released classified documents revealed that nearly 90% of those killed by hot spike through the forehead attacks were not actually the intended targets of those deadly hot spikes. In other news, another successful U.S. drone strike has killed two suspected militants in the tribal region of Pakistan bordering Afghanistan. Officials say this recent surgically precise targeted killing eliminated the number four commander in the second of two local extremist groups affiliated below.
All right, hey, listen to this, Dr. Furious. Furious George, having too much fun here. WCOM LP Chapel Carboro. Where we are just taking over parts of the airwaves. Micro-powered, non-commercial radio style. We don't have a fun drive. We've just got fun. Okay, well, you can actually kick in and help the station many different ways, including, you know, come over to the Hickory Tavern relatively soon, right across the street from the station. That's one way to help out, as well as apparently there's lots of cool ways to help out, and as well, including underwriting the show. So to the anonymous DJ, I mean donor, who supports the Furious George show, I guess it's not anonymous. Because I know, so we'll just say confidential. Our confidential underwriter. Because if they had to, I mean, they could torture it out of me. I won't say who it is. But we've got cool underwriters helping the station this actual particular hour. And fun stuff happening with the station all the time. Including, like I said, fun benefits. Cool people helping out by doing these cool gigantor donations. I mean, like, apparently somebody with the town donated a bunch of money to the station. We're cranking it out here at the right down in downtown Carboro, the Arts Center. There's just so much, you know, support. So, anyway. Be known. We are supported. You can go to FuriousGeorge.blogspot.com. FuriousG.blogspot.com. You can check out the show's old shows. You can also go to, email FuriousGeorgeShow@gmail.com if you got any requests or questions. I dare you. Or call a station. Hey, live right now on a crazy Thursday night like we do every Thursday at 10 o'clock. Bang, 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 bang. It's 919-929-9601. We play fun music like that's Lou Kid in the background, and we played some other fun stuff, so we're gonna keep doing it, whether that's also spotlighting the bogusness that's going through the administration as far as the drone strikes. So we're gonna keep spotlighting that and other bogusness in the radio, or in the, that's not being covered in the radio. So we'll talk about that and other fun stuff. Check out WCOMFM.org for more. I'm Furious!
I'm provided an unprecedented window into the secret U.S. drone assassination program across the globe. In the drone papers, the website The Intercept reveals drone strikes have resulted from unreliable intelligence stemming in large part from electronic communications data or signals intelligence that officials acknowledge is insufficient. The documents also undermine government claims that the drone strikes have been precise. Strikes on 35 direct targets killed at least 219 other people. This is Jeremy Scahill of The Intercept, which just published an eight-part series on the leaked documents.
But the fact that this is the first time that primary source documents have been published that detail the chain of command for assassinating people around the globe. The banality of the bureaucracy of assassination is so clear in these documents, the cold corporate words that they use to describe killing people. The basics of manhunting is one of the terms that they use. The tyranny of distance is another term that they use.
Thank you. Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day. Based only on the secret testimony of the miserable soul who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about grave robbers from outer space?
The banality of the bureaucracy of assassination. Never got love from a government man. Headlines dream to never give in. What can I do to get the money? We ain't got the money. We ain't getting the land. Headlines dream to never give in. And my dreams are wearing thin. All I need is relief. I need some sympathy. So clear in these documents, the cold corporate words that they use to describe killing people.
Just one.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
The United States has carried out another deadly hot spike through the forehead attack in Kunar province, Afghanistan. Two suspected militants were killed. Having chosen the cautious hot spike through the forehead policy, President Obama reassured the public that hot spikes through the forehead are only used when a threat is imminent and targeting is near certain. The administration has not revealed how they determine who receives a lethal hot spike through the forehead, yet they assure the public that the hot spike through the forehead lists are compiled in the most careful and moral way possible. The president went on to state that a targeted killing program using hot spike through the forehead technology does not amount to assassination and keeps America safe. Foreign news outlets report that 12 civilians were killed with hot spikes through the forehead in the latest U.S. hot spike through the forehead attack. Once only the province of the military, hot spikes through the forehead are taking the civilian market by storm. From photography to pizza delivery? Recently released classified documents revealed that nearly 90% of those killed by hot spike through the forehead attacks were not actually the intended targets of those deadly hot spikes.
Behind. It is even more of a shock when death, the proud brother, comes suddenly without warning.
Death is my bread, and danger my butter. Or the danger
of the grave, of the beloved wife of an elderly man.
Everybody wants to live together.
I'm sorry, death
and danger,
my very
sound of the old. For the shadows of grief. Clouded his very reason. The funeral over.
Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on. Late night when you need my love.
Tell me why.
Together became a tomb, a sweet memory of her joyous living. The sky to which she had once looked was now only a covering for her dead body. Nothing more than the lost roses of her cheeks.
These documents reflect what is actually a process of systematically hunting down and assassinating human beings should send chills through the spine of people who care about democracy in this society.
Thank you.
Robots, lasers, microwaves. Sounds like sci-fi, doesn't it? Yet the science of the future is here. Don't believe me? Why, just take a look at this. America's fleet of unmanned drone aircraft. The majestic drone. Truly the reason God invented flight. A lot of people look at these modern marvels and see automated soulless flying death dealers and spy on all our private lives. But you can trust me when I say those people are communists. For millennia, the skies were controlled by the evil feathered tyranny of birds. But now, thanks to Uncle Sam, skies from Afghanistan to the Middle East have been reclaimed by armed drones.
Any of these little fuckers decide to freak out on the kids, I get to take them down.
Get that right, motherfucker.
Hey, hey, careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market.
Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a hundred.
Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
They say it could puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Oh! Yes! That's awesome!
Hit the road, birds. Of course, there are some safety tips you should keep in mind when dealing with these deadly wonders. Tip one. One way to make sure you don't become a recipient of a free drone strike is to never, ever have a wedding anywhere near a drone might be. Drones hate weddings. Tip two. Try to remain a civilian in any war zones. What makes someone a civilian, you ask? Who knows? But if you're a baby or already dead, you're already 75% less likely to be shot by a U.S. drone. Tip three. Seriously, no weddings. You'll get blown up. See? Drones are no more dangerous than a post-breakfast cigarette. Now I know what you're saying. You're saying, hey, pal, How come people overseas get all the benefits of these miracle machines?
Well, of course, not only is it possible, it's inevitable, and that's when he's at his very best.
They're coming to a
sky. That's when he trots out the really good stuff.
Yes,
all across this great land of ours.
Wait to get their hands on
greatest nation on earth, greatest nation in the history of the world.
And
in times of military crisis, you can be sure.
It truly is a brave
in a suit in this
time
will eventually
get himself
in front of a camera and carry on a great deal about the most powerful nation on the face of the earth.
Somebody's been reading too many funny books. Now run along, Timmy. I'll report you to the authorities later. Oh, here's one more tip for you. The most important tip of all. Never show a drone fear, because only the guilty have any reason to fear drones.
Confused by his great loss, the old man left that home, never to return again. At the funeral of the old man, unknown to his mourners, his dead wife was watching.
First his wife, then he.
Tragic.
Tell me something. Why was his wife buried in the ground and he sealed in a crypt?
Something to do with family tradition, a superstition of some sort.
Oh.
Well, it's getting dark. Let's be on our way.
Well, good news, friend. They're coming to a sky near you. Yes, our boys in blue can't wait to get their hands on these babies. Perfect for busting bad guys and watching citizens without their consent. It truly is a brave new world.
Hey, mister, what if the drone gets a glitch and it malfunctions? And what if it's used to shatter innocent people's privacy? And what if...
Somebody's been reading too many funny books. Now run along, Timmy. I'll be reporting you to the authorities later.
Then as two of his mourners left his final resting place...
The most important tip of all.
Boys, take the guy and the girl back to town. You take charge.
Okay, Inspector. What are you going to do?
Look around that way.
Pretty dark out there. Once you get beyond the range of those lights, you won't be able to see your hand in front of your face.
I will get one of the flashlights from the patrol car.
Hey, be careful, please.
I'm a big boy, not Johnny.
Believe me, fine. Just take a look at this.
Be the morgue wagon now.
Hey, these little fuckers decided to freak out on the kids. Hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful tramp gun on the market. Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it could puncture the skin of a rhino.
Ow! Yes!
America's fleet of unmanned drone aircraft.
Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together?
Huge cigar. Dan and Edith saw it too. When it passed over, the whole compartment lighted up with a blinding glare.
Robots.
Then there was a tremendous
laser.
Practically knocked us off our course.
Did you record it?
Yeah. Radioed in immediately, and they said we'll keep it quiet until you land.
Sounds like sci-fi.
As soon as we landed.
Yet the science of the future is here.
Oh, it burns me up. These things have been seen for years. They hear. It's a fact. And the public ought to know. They couldn't have possibly been from this planet. But I can't say a word. I'm muzzled by Army brass. I can't even admit I saw the thing.
God invented flight. A lot of people look at these modern marvels and see automated soulless flying death dealers and spy and all those private lives. But you can trust me when I say those people are communists. For millennia, the skies were controlled by the evil feathered tyranny of birds. But now, thanks to Uncle Sam, skies from Afghanistan to the Middle East have been reclaimed by armed drones.
That's The Intercept's Jeremy Scahill. The documents were leaked to The Intercept by an unnamed U.S. intelligence source. The source told The Intercept, quote, "It's stunning the number of instances when I've come across intelligence that was faulty, when sources of information used to finish targets were misattributed to people. And it isn't until several months or years later that you realize that the entire time you thought you were going after this target, it was his mother's phone the whole time."
Get back up the car and get on the radio. Tell the coroner he's got to make another trip out here. Well, how about the lab boys? Well, who do you think we left back up the car? Boy Scouts? Come on. Check it.
Greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for another. It is always difficult to have last words over the grave of a friend. And Inspector Daniel Clay was a friend.
Anyone caught in the vicinity is guilty by association.
The bell has rung upon his great career.
People turning south from the freeway were startled when they saw three flying saucers high over Hollywood Boulevard.
There are some safety tips you should keep in mind when dealing with these deadly wonders. Tip one. One way to make sure you don't become a recipient of a free drone strike is to never, ever have a wedding anywhere near a drone might be.
Fighters. Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Are you worried about them, sir?
Well, they must have a reason for their visits.
Visits? Well, that would indicate visitors. The big guns, the usual way of welcoming visitors?
We haven't always fired at them.
Oh?
For a time, we tried to contact them by radio.
That, sir.
Well, it was covered up by the higher echelon.
Drones hate weddings. Tip two, try to remain a civilian in any war zones. What makes someone a civilian, you ask? Who knows? Shot by a U.S. drone. Can you ask? Who knows? But if you're a baby or already dead, you're already 75% less likely to be shot by a U.S. drone. Tip three. Seriously, no weddings. You'll get blown. See? Drones are no more dangerous than a post-breakfast cigarette. Now I know what you're saying. You're saying, hey, pal, how come people overseas get all the benefits of these miracle machines? Well, good news, friend. They're coming to a sky near you. Yes, our boys in blue can't wait to get their hands on these babies. Perfect for busting bad guys and watching citizens without their consent. It truly is a brave new world.
Any major disaster, then wonder. Flying saucers, Captain, are still a rumor, officially.
Beat them off again, sir.
What do they want? Where are they from? Where are they going?
They, sir?
Pull this up, Jay.
We only did a little practice firing at the clouds.
Yeah. I wonder what their next move will be.
Oh my God, that thing looks dead!
What will their next move be?
Which just published an 8-part series on the leaked documents.
But the fact that this is the first time that primary source documents have been published that detail the chain of command for assassinating people around the globe. The banality of the bureaucracy of assassination is so clear in these documents. The cold corporate words that they use to describe killing people, the basics of manhunting.
They refuse our existence.
What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
Plan 9. Oh, yeah.
That can only mean one thing.
Question of the dead. Electrode sharpens the pineal pituitary glands of recent dead. Have you attempted any of this plan as yet?
Yes, Excellency.
How successful has it been?
We have risen 2 so far. We shall be just as successful on more.
Okay, hey, listen, this is Dr. Furious just cranking in some beats. This there in the background's Garden City Movement, and we've been playing some crazy fun stuff. Not just like the cool beats that are in the world today, but also, stuff from way back when, the beats from where the beats come from. Timmy Thomas, Why Can't We Live Together? You might have heard that recently. Everybody wants to live together.
Why can't we live together?
Plus, lots of other fun stuff. Lots of crazy clips from Will Ferrell. And we've been throwing some stuff in there from Sector 9 about drones and aliens taking over, as we have done here Thursday night and have been doing Thursday night for over a decade. And we're coming up on 2 decades of Furious Radio here in the Southeast. Technically also on the West Coast, thanks to Free Radio Santa Cruz and Boulder Radio, other fun folks out there, plus folks who download all over the time at furiousg.blogspot.com. Check out A-Info's Radio. They're a collective of crazy cool kids doing radio stuff all over the world, micro radio radio. And that's what we do. Happens to be tonight. We've just got plenty more to talk about with the drone thing. So we'll keep doing that for a little while longer. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. And do it every Thursday at 10 o'clock till who knows how long. You can download old shows at FuriousG.blogspot. Of course, email FuriousGShow@gmail.com. And support the radio however you can, including the way you're doing right now. Thanks for doing what you're doing. I'm furious!
The living, they have no suspicion of your movements?
We had to dispose of one policeman. However, none of those risen have been seen. At least not by anyone who still remains alive.
It's too bad it must be handled this way. But it must. Those who we take from the grave will lead the way for our other operations.
Yes, Excellency.
Continue on. Report to me in 2 Earth days.
I feared His Excellency wouldn't take our report this well.
Original.